Hey, it's Dre from Verge Magazine and Alternative Sport here with my buddy pal amigo and fellow Giants fan.
Amigo, I like that.
Lawrence McKenna, how are you, sir?
Not bad. Looking forward to this.
Honestly, well, you know what? Finally, for a little while, this is the first time we've actually had another game to look forward to. And our season is not ending pretty much now. No. Or it's probably usually ended beforehand, especially under Joe Judge.
It just feels nice just to have something to look forward to, but I'm just not quite sure what it is that I'm looking forward to. It's like, what are we going to do if we make it beyond this point? Am I looking forward to something terrible happening after this? Or am I looking forward to something truly monumental happening, at least within my living memory?
Can I put something out there just really quickly before we get to other more important matters? I'm going to put this out there. I think we are the surprise package up until we get to the 49ers. I think that people are not seeing what could possibly happen. I think they're just writing it off because they don't know none of the players.
And I think combination of that's part of it. It's a combination of the level of coaching and the determination of the players to prove that level. And I think that only goes so far because the cream does rise, right? That's the problem. It just does. Like, that's why the Bengals made it before, because everyone underestimated them, that they were actually cream. The problem is the Giants ain't cream. We're just like double at the moment. We're getting close though.
Well, we're going to get into this in a minute, but I just got a feeling that, you know what, like, I think that there's always a surprise package.
Surprise.
And Bengals were a surprise package. I'm not saying that we're going to go win the whole thing or get to the Super Bowl, because the story will end when the 49ers come if we get that far to get come to our ground, or we go to this.
Can I just ask you, does this mean you're comparing Dimes with Joe Burrows?
I think that we're not as reliant upon a QB, but he's done nothing to say that he couldn't. Yeah, I mean, he's been efficient. Yeah, that's all you can ask for. But at the end of the day,
Saquon Barkley says he's better than that, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like I'm not going to make out like it feels that, well, all I can say is with this season, it feels Eli-esque. It feels Super Bowl run-esque. That's all. Now I'm getting carried away.
You're getting well ahead of yourself. This is ridiculous.
Let's enjoy this. Listen, now.
I get it. He deserves his praise. He deserves his praise, but he's not Joe Burrow. This is not the kind of guy that takes you all the way to a Super Bowl with this kind of team. So I still think we can do something surprising, but I think there are also other teams that are considering themselves a surprise package. Maybe in San Francisco, sort of, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think they are, you know, I think they're definitely, you know, way ahead of us. Way.
They probably feel like they're due this one, I think, San Francisco, whereas the Giants are sort of, we're about a season or two, probably one. I think next season we're putting something special together.
Woo, okay. Well, look, see, we're not that far apart. Like, I'm like, full on.
Season's a long way off, Dre. You just claimed that we're going all the way to the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying. That was... Welcome to a hot take show where someone just comes out with not even a hot take. It's nuclear.
Right. So, as my boy Lawrence has said, obviously this is the hot take show, but before we get into the, you know, hot takes of all the stuff that's going on, you know, in the season at the moment up until this point, and obviously stuff that we're going to be looking forward to, and any little predictions that pop into our head, obviously, you know, we are, our hearts and thoughts and minds are with Damar Hamlin. Where are we at this point? So we're recording, at the time of recording, it's Thursday.
And I believe he is still in a critical condition. Not that we need constant updates for this sort of thing, but I do think, you know, he's been in a critical condition for a little while now. And, you know, someone said it on Twitter, you know, you're going to have the best medical care around you if this kind of thing happens to you on an NFL field. So I'm almost glad in a way that he was where he was when that happened, and that he could get the care that he got. And you know, I think it's one of those really unfortunate elements that doesn't deserve to be politicized or used as a talking point on any of these talk shows or news shows. So the only thing we can say really is we hope he makes a full recovery, or at least as best he can. And you know, we look forward to seeing him in a game at some point because,
yeah,
you know, no one in our community wants to see this.
And you know what? Like, what I'm looking forward to, because I'm going to put this out there, when he recovers, that he's going to see how much love and support that he has from the whole of the NFL world. And then
I was really touched by that. Yeah. I was really touched by the donations. I thought were really, I mean, they showed a lot. And, you know, I know a lot of people give a hard time to a lot of the NFL guys, but, you know, a lot of people stepped up when it mattered. And that's what's important. And I think it shows how much the NFL guys have like a brotherhood. These guys all do really care about each other.
Exactly. Right. So we're going to move on to what we call our hot takes. Obviously, this is what our new show is about. It's just like, you know, all the hot takes and some of the lighter hearted moments that happen in NFL. So do you want to go first?
Or do you think it is?
No, you go first.
Because I'm looking forward to this. I know what your hot take is, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what angle you take on it. So I think, you know what? I'm going to time you a minute and I'm just going to give you a minute to express yourself.
Let's do it.
Full capabilities. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go.
Right. First of all, my first hot take is Ron Rivera, who wasn't aware that his team actually could be eliminated or was eliminated at the moment, speaking to the press. He chose Carson Wentz over, I forgot his name now, Heineke. I think that was a mistake. But the hot take is, and which I found absolutely hilarious at the time, the fact that the press had to say, actually, you've been eliminated. And he was like, what? Literally, you can insert the music now, there and then.
20 seconds. You finished early, and I get it, because the hot take doesn't really need to be had in a sense. But I guess I can make a counter argument for it. And my counter argument is like, these coaches are so focused on getting the team ready, all this sort of stuff. The guy is just thinking, we just need to win games. Mm-hmm. There is no point, I think, where I think it kind of shows what different coaches focus on. I get it. Like, there's probably a moment where he can look at, you know, any of the standings or whatever and go, oh, this isn't good. But his focus is probably so much on, I need to prepare my team. And he's probably, you know, this guy's got so many different aspects of the game to manage. It really just shows how little we do in our lives compared to an NFL coach to me. Like, the fact that I know standings and he doesn't probably shows I have capacity and bandwidth to do more. And this guy is using his bandwidth to the absolute maximum, to the degree where a journalist goes, oh, you didn't know that you guys could go out if these guys do this? And you're like,
No, I disagree. I absolutely disagree. That shows the chaotic, nonsensical, you know, garbage. I'm saying, I'm being American. I'm being American for a second. You know, franchise that is the Washington Commanders. The fact that don't know mathematically where you are and what could happen, you should know all the different scenarios before you start to play.
I think, in general, if you're called a commander, you should know what's going on, right? So first of all, it's testament to the terrible rebrand that they've been through. Secondly, I feel like I get what you're saying. You should know every different outcome and whatever it is, especially if your team is that bad.
Yeah.
But if you're underperforming, surely he has a moment to go bring up the old ESPN app over here and see where we're in the standings. Oh my God, we're out. This is the worst thing that ever happened. And everyone's like, we've been out for 4 weeks and we've just been training really hard. We didn't know why you were doing it. It makes no sense, but I get it. I also understand it. I think a lot of the time, I also wonder whether it was like a bit that he was doing but he looked genuinely confused. At the time I was like, he's joking. And then you watch it and you're like, he wasn't joking. Like, that's not a bit. You know, like if you see like other coaches have a good sense of humor, like if you got like a Sean McVay up there or something, Sean makes a joke and everyone in the room's like, oh, Sean, that's hilarious, Sean. We love you.
No,
like, this guy, Ron Rivera, everyone's just like, Ron.
No, he's quite a very serious person. No. I'm sorry. And you know what? Just lastly on this, the fact that you, the person who brought you you know, to the actual, you know, brink of possibly being in the playoffs, Taylor Heinicke. Yeah. And the fact that you, like, you dropped him to the bench after he played not any old team, but the actual best team in the NFL, as far as I'm concerned, with the best defense, as far as I'm concerned. Well, actually is the best defense.
It's actually the best defense, yeah.
And you're going to drop him down to the bench for Carson Wentz, and then Carson Wentz was throwing picks out like it's a free lottery ticket.
I mean, I don't really know what he expected. I don't know what he thought was going to happen after that.
Why? Why
do we... It's Ron Rivera.
And on top of that, I say lastly, it is they're starting their rookie quarterback. You know, not only are you not putting the Heinicke back in because you realize your mistake. No, you're going to double down in it, and you're going to move the actual revolving door around and start your other rookie, Sam Howell, Howell. You're going to start him for the last game against the Cowboys. Like, come on. That's it.
I think it maybe shows where Ron Rivera's sort of head's at, like, and what kind of coach he is. I mean, back in the day, he was one of the big guy coaches, wasn't he? He was with the linebackers and those kind of guys. I feel like his football emphasis is just not on maybe what Taylor wants it to be.
No.
And that probably doesn't help him.
Right. We're going to move on to your one now. Your hot take, which will start now.
Kayvon Thibodeau. I feel bad for him, if I'm honest. This guy is out here trying to entertain people. This guy probably had no idea what was going on when he landed on top of a poor, poor Colts QB. So I feel like he's getting a hard time from people when actually this guy had no idea, no intention, and just was doing what we want him to do. Get through, sack someone, and get off and be like, yeah, I did that. I'm the guy. I get that it's like it's in poor taste if someone gets injured and all this kind of stuff. And maybe continuing it afterwards is not in the best taste, especially if you can see Nick Foles is like on one of those little golf carts going off the field. But I still feel like this is, I think sometimes we forget, this is like a big boy game. And everyone here is a big boy. We aren't like, you know, we aren't playing the game of the 80s or the 90s. And I understand that. But also, let's not lose this. Like, don't wear the pads then if we're not meant to take hits. Like, do you know what I mean? The pads are there for a reason and the players are meant to throw themselves around. I'm all for protecting people and I don't want anyone to get hurt. But it is also a byproduct of the game. And, you know, hits are going to happen. We can't protect every part of the body in exactly the same way. The guy's doing his job. That's all I'll say. The guy is doing his job. And we forget. This is entertainment. This is theater. I'm not saying, therefore, we should rub it in Nick Foles' face and we should make everyone feel terrible about, you know, the injury element. I'm just saying. Sometimes I feel like players get the wrong thing happens. And they can't help it.
You know what? I'm looking right now as we speak, it reminded me of something.
Are you watching the replay of it?
No.
It's also the way that he's doing snow angels. Like it's the snow angels afterwards that I was like, that's terrible. But I also think I feel like the snow angels aren't the issue, right? That's fine because you don't know if you've done something to a QB. The QB might just be laying there, just looking up, going, "What am I doing with my life? Like I'm earning all this money, but I'm just constantly getting sacked." Like the issue is when you continue it into the stands. Now he did continue it for quite a while.
There, I see you covering your bases here because my counter to this, and Lord knows I love Kayvon. I think he's an amazing player. He's definitely worth his draft pick by far. Like
yes,
he's been quite impressive. But in that particular capsule, what we're talking about, I remember. Do you remember a show called King of the Hill?
Yeah.
Right. Do you remember? Obviously, there was his son Bobby.
When it snows.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
When him and Bill were outside, and they would do snow angels, and something happened with Bill, and Bill hurt his back, and Bobby didn't see, and Bobby was still carrying on, and the snow angels for Bill was him being angel.
Him rolling. Yeah. are you? Are you genuinely comparing Nick Foles to a cartoon character? That's my issue. If I'm Nick Foles, I don't know. Because even now, I think Kayvon's even said, like, I didn't know that he was hurt. So he is Bobby in this scenario. He's like, I didn't know the guy was hurt. I was just doing a snow angel.
Right. But there was a part where he did know. And when he... I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, even though it was very uncomfortable to watch. I could look back and laugh now because Nick Foles...
I wasn't uncomfortable. Uncomfortable afterwards. No, I was like, the guy's done what he's asked to do. Like, he's not deliberately tried to go out there and hurt Nick Foles. No one in that dressing room has said, what we need to do today is hurt Nick Foles.
Like, sorry. The part where he was doing the Snow Angels and he moved his hand... He moved Nick Foles' hand as he was doing the Snow Angels.
But at some point,
you
got to
be like, nah, you got to have a look. Look, you do that as long as you don't, obviously, you know, especially in the time that we're in now, please make sure that, you know, you don't go too far. But yes, we do want you to knock down any quarterback. Obviously, we want to make sure that they're okay. But there's got to be a little bit of duty of care. But
Drake, you cannot say that there's a duty of care. This guy's on the other team. He's not going to get up and go, hey, I think I need to fix this guy's ribs.
You knock him down.
Yeah.
But when you realize he ain't got up after you finish doing your trademark celebration, then you should be like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I just think even if we allow the pitch antics, even if you allow the sideline thing when he was doing the Steph Curry.
I think the sideline thing when he's going to sleep is a little much, right? But that's just me.
Doing that. No, but I think, all right, let me give him the benefit of the doubt. I think he was talking about the team, not just him. I think he was just saying, yo, because
still not Steph in great taste that. if he talks about it, but okay.
Steph does that when it's literally the game.
But
over.
Steph Curry has never broken anyone's ribs, but I get your point.
Many ankles, no ribs.
Yeah,
but
good.
But it's when he posted. There's a little a skit that a comedian did, and he reposted that. Like, he posted something.
Oh, really?
He took down the tweet, and then he posted the little skit, which I will put a link in or something, and you can actually see the actual comedian talking about, you know, we're not supposed to be friends. I'm supposed to be knocking you out. I'm supposed to, like, all it just basically tripling down. Then, on top of that, you know, then he, you know, which Jeff Saturday said, effectively, one of his team should have, like, you know, gone for Tavon Thibodeau.
I'm not against that.
Right?
I'm not against
that. But what he should have done is called it down. He said, Jeff Saturday said,
disagree.
His celebration is trash and tasteless after Thibodeau did the Snow Angels.
He says, tasteless from the celebration afterwards. You trash. Not a fan of it at all. Disappointed from the O-line's perspective. And this is what I love about it, is they're like, this is trash. And then he tries to become a coach again. He goes, disappointed from the O-line's perspective, though, guys. It's like, yeah. Well, maybe your O-line should do better, right? And then we won't have any of these things happening. This is a real question, right? Do you think if you're Nick Foles, first of all, like, you're probably a QB, you don't blame anyone for when you take a hit, right? But there must be moments where, as a QB, obviously the other team are just doing their job well, right?
Yeah.
If you're a QB, you're probably looking at O-line and you're going, my ribs would be all right now if you guys were doing your job. But that side was wide open. Or are you going to the play caller and you're going, you know, there was like a wide open gap right there, right? My ribs would be fine if you'd have done something about that. Could you not see what was
I think Daniel here? Jones was like tapping and saying, yo, that used to be me last season under Joe Judge. Running for his life.
I mean, that's part of it. Is I also think, you know, it is the game. And I think I get it, like, from a media perspective and from, you know, from, I never want to see someone get hurt. But I do want to see, I watch NFL for incredible athletic displays. And that isn't, I think sometimes people don't realize that the athletic displays also come on the defensive side of the game.
Yep.
Like, you know, if you're like, people often just hold up like the people that they can see are being clearly very athletic, like an Aaron Donald or someone like that. And don't get me wrong, that guy is incredible. He's a specimen. But in order just to be one of the defensive anywhere on the field, you are like the top 1% of anyone who's in athletics.
Yeah.
You're on another level. Even if you are like eating 1,000 calories more than you're meant to eat on top of the 2,000 calories you're meant to eat, and you're just meant to be a heavy guy, you're still an athlete.
Well, let's just put it this way. I'm very glad he's on our team, and this is why I'm talking that talk.
I'll be honest, Dre. Can I take it back to football? Because I know that, you know, people always want, and I mean soccer. Liverpool lost the Champions League final of 2018. They lost the 2018 Champions League final, right?
Yeah.
The reason they lost that Champions League final was because they didn't have anyone in that team, or they didn't have anyone.
You're talking about the Ramos one.
Willing to be a Kayvon Thibodeau. And the season after, when they needed some Kayvon Thibodeaus, they had some enforcers, some guys that when you go out there, you go, I don't want to get anywhere near that guy. I don't want to get near him because he doesn't care if he hurts me. He wants to win. This guy wants to just get out there and do what he's meant to do.
Yep.
And I respect that. I know this take's gone on way too long, but I just think there's more nuance to it. And damning people who are doing what they're supposed to do, first of all, they get paid to do, but then secondly, also damning people who are bringing some form of entertainment and diversity to the game in their approach. I appreciate it. And I think I get it. Like, people can be angry, but don't think that you're in the right because you're angry.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to give a proper shout out to whoever put that comparison with the King of the Hills a little bit and Kevin Kittle with that.
You're such a King of the Hill fan.
I have never seen something and had to hold in my laughter as much as possible because
really?
It's wrong. It's wrong to laugh because there was someone on the floor. just in pain. But that's been us for a long period of time where our quarterback has had to run for his life.
That's my point. You
know? Sometimes and it ended Eli a little bit earlier than it should have done because of the O-line that we've had, which is just like an open gate with the what's it holding the gate,
sure.
gate together.
Sure.
That's been our offensive line. Yeah,
I
pretty
much. I understand that. I think Eli's grateful for where he is now. Manning Custer's a truly brilliant show.
Shout out to them, honestly. Like, but you know what?
I'm sure they're watching.
Yeah, again, we've shown how much of a Giants fan we are. We're going to enjoy this, and I don't care what you lot say. You lot can send in your messages all you want, because the end of the day is that we're in the playoffs, and we're going to enjoy this, because this is new territory for us for a long... Well, we haven't been there for a while.
Sometimes the funniest thing to say or do is mean. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Sorry.
Right. Sorry. Let's get on to our hot takes or hot picks about the quarterbacks in the playoffs. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
My only question is, we've got a list of QBs here. Who we think is going to go where and who we think is going to do
who
well
we trust
and
or who we don't.
Who we trust and who we don't. Yeah. Can I pick anyone off this list?
Or you can pick anyone off the
pre-prepared list. There might be someone that... Is there anyone that you feel passionate about would be my only question.
No. No.
Okay.
Except I've missed one out, but I'll bring him in.
All right, cool. In terms of playoff QBs, in terms of playoff guys that I think need to change, go with me here. Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins will... There are good alternatives to Kirk Cousins, and I can name a couple of them.
All right.
And I wonder if...
So you don't trust him in his playoffs then?
If I'm honest, no. And I
if it's prime time, Kurt?
That's my thing, is I don't think it's going to be prime time.
Ooh, okay.
I think there are better fits for this side. There are other players out there that could be great alternatives. And one of them is currently on the 49ers. I think he could be a really good player. I think he's sort of got a little bit left in him. I also think that you've definitely got something left if you're Derek Carr. But I feel like Kirk Cousins is somewhere between a Garoppolo and a Carr. That's where I place him.
So you wait a minute, hold a second. So I'd take
Jimmy over Kirk Cousins.
You'd take Jimmy G over Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. And then also you'd take Derek Carr over Kirk Cousins.
No, so that's where I'm saying. I think there's a list of QBs that would be, obviously, Derek Carr's going to be available. I think there's that list of QBs. I think Kirk Cousins sits somewhere in between the two. I don't think that's unreasonable to say. I think Jimmy G has got something in him where we're like, show me the G. There's no one who, to be fair to Jimmy now, right. Jimmy could probably take, he could take the top G position because, you know, the other one's been arrested. So, I don't see, not that that guy was a top G in the first place, but you get what my point is. Like, Jimmy G can be that guy now, somewhere.
and he's also taken Bugatti away from him, apparently, as well.
Yeah. Unlucky!
Shout out, Romania. Now, where absolutely. I disagree with you is that Jimmy G is actually, you know, kind of, as Brock Purdy is actually showing you, which I will get to in a second, is that not easy, but that offense is loaded. You also have Kyle Shanahan, who's a genius. So therefore, I think Kirk Cousins has to do a lot more. And he's actually shown, like, he stepped up another level this season under his new head coach. Yeah. And sure. I think that Kirk Cousins doesn't get the respect that is shown. I am weary when we play him, because obviously we've got him coming soon. And I'm not just saying it because I don't want to jinx it. But I am weary about the connection he has with Jeffries and the connection he has with Phelan. Sure. And I feel that he's had to play make. It's not like they've got, you know, obviously they've got Dalvin Cook, but like he's had to do a lot this season.
I think my other point is, well, to go along with that, I think when it gets to the playoffs, people who've had to do a lot, it's not the time where you want to be having to do a lot. You want to know where you're going with this. I feel like his mountain is too big. It's not necessarily him. And sure, I went off on him because I said I thought Jimmy G was better than him. I think when you get to the playoffs, there has to be a consistency to what's going on. And I just don't believe that that's going to happen.
So, all right, okay. So I wouldn't put, you know what? I'm interested to see Derek Carr. I think the Jimmy G thing is disrespectful, but I think Derek Carr is Derek Carr. You may have a point because Derek Carr's.
Oh my God. Now. You can't be. So, I get that, but Jimmy G. Are you saying to me that you think Derek Carr is better than Jimmy G?
I think Derek Carr's better than Jimmy G. I think that Derek Carr. I think that
I like Derek Carr.
If you put Derek Carr in that 49ers offense, oh my Lord, that'll be ridiculous.
So are you saying then, why do you think everything went bad with Derek Carr where he was before?
I have no idea. Like, I mean, to be honest with you, like, it's not like.
There was a lot of things falling apart there.
It's not like Devontae Adams hasn't been eating. Like, he's been eating very well. It's not like he ain't been getting lots of touchdowns. Like, he's been very, very good. I think obviously there's been some interceptions, but I think it's Josh Daniels. Like, is it Matt Daniels or Daniels? It's Daniels. So I think that it's Josh Daniels, and I think that there has to be a scapegoat if the season hasn't gone as well as possible. It's a calculated move, and then Derek Carr is a nice guy who won't talk trash or throw anyone under the bus. Derek Carr will still be there handing out lemonades to all the people, even though he's been dropped to the sideline. Now, Derek Stidham. Is that his name, Derek? Yeah, it is Derek.
It is Derek. Yeah. But by the way, it is Josh McDaniels.
Is Matt Daniels? Burger.
Yeah. McDaniels, I think I'll get a McDaniel, please. Thank you.
He did well. I'm not going to lie. Like, that was the pretty much top five games of the season for sure. If not top three, definitely.
Top three.
Mm-mm. You can put him in top three.
I'd have to think of my other games first. I think there's been a lot of good games this season. That's my only thing.
Definitely best season by far. But I would put Derek Carr up there, and I think that wherever he moves next, if he moves to, as I suspect, it's going to be the Colts.
I was going to say.
Then I think you're going to see the real Derek Carr, and it'll be a revenge tour, Derek Carr.
With the real Derek Carr, please stand up with your eyeliner on. That's my favorite bit about you.
He doesn't wear eyeliner.
He wears eyeliner, bro. Pandas are the only species in the world that have dark inner rings around their eyes like that. Pandas. The guy walks out there looking like a panda. He looks like he's just finished a stint at like Disneyland where they're like, put the suit on, we need you out there.
Right, I'm going to get to my one. So, I just touch really quickly on. Let's do it. Jalen Hurts. Now, yeah. I don't trust. If I was Eagles. An Eagles fan, I wouldn't trust playing him in the playoffs. Now you're going to have to do it because all of your records is produced. You know your amazing record, easy run that you've had, my ad, but. Your record thus far has been, you know, a large part of it has been because of him. Now, he's been injured.
Yes.
Would I play him this weekend?
Would you rush him back?
I wouldn't play him this weekend if I was you. I really wouldn't, because the Giants have got a point to prove, and I think they're going to be play a lot more starters than I think people think. But I just think if
you've seen what they do to quarterbacks. Oh,
you're going to get some of that. But I think he'll be on a count, and he has to stay in the pocket, which is even more dangerous because he's used to being mobile and running out of the pocket. I don't suggest he does that. If I was an Eagles fan, I would be worried about this. I wouldn't trust 100% that he's going to get us to the promised land, which is your Super Bowl.
When you say get us to the promised land, do you remember what the score was last time that we played them?
Yeah, let's not, hold on a second. First of all, we was on a bit of a downward.
Let me rethink. Yeah. They scored 50 points last time, but please.
First of all, there will be revenge for that. Second of all, we was on a bit of a bad patch. Third of all,
it wasn't a great time for us.
Third of all, he has to stay in the pocket and he's going to be on account. So therefore, you're sitting duck if we start all of our players. Now, anyway, moving away from us, let's say, all right, they're a better team than us at the moment. Sure. Now, when you start playing against the 49ers, if you manage to get that far, do you trust a person that hasn't played in how many weeks now?
No, but the 49ers are good. I get that. And obviously, they haven't played in a couple of weeks and they've lost the Cowboys. I think they lost the Saints last week. So, you know, it's not great. And their scoring is definitely... I mean, actually, the scoring didn't suffer because they scored like 34 points in one game, didn't they? But I feel like there's an issue overall with that side that if something doesn't click, which it hasn't sometimes, then they're in trouble. And I feel like, again, it's another one of those teams, they'll make it there and then they're going to have to do too much in the playoffs because you need a little momentum when you're going into the playoffs. You know what I mean? That's what happened with the Bengals last time. That's what happened. This is what happens with the likes of the Chiefs and all that. Like, they go into the playoffs and it's just like, yeah, we're just jogging away. Like, I don't feel that way with Philly right now.
Right.
I feel like they had their momentum maybe too early.
Yeah, well, you've had an easy run. So that's why. You haven't played against anyone proper, but you'll soon see. You know, I'm not being a hater, but you will soon see. Yeah. All right, a little bit. There's a little bit of salt there.
I get what you're saying, but like but you're right. Their run back to back was like they had the Commanders followed by like the Cards followed by like the Lions like the first game of the season, and it's like, oh yeah, you're beating big teams, are you? Yeah. Oh, cool.
Right. All right. Just moving quickly. Do you trust Trevor Lawrence if they make the playoffs?
Why wouldn't I?
If.
Why wouldn't I trust Trevor Lawrence? You've got to make any case for me not trusting Trevor Lawrence. I feel like Trevor Lawrence is a quarterback that, of all the people we've spoken about, I probably feel like I understand and can appreciate his attributes the most. Why wouldn't I trust him? Talk to me, Dre.
I think that the Jacksonville Jaguars are gonna. Because it's all about momentum.
They're sneaky good. Yeah.
It's all about momentum.
Right.
It's about how are you playing now? This to all new NFL fans, welcome, first of all. This is the one of the best seasons you'll ever see.
Yeah.
This is not like the Premier League where it's just going to be the same teams all again. It is who wins, who is capable of beating people now, who is performing the best now. Now, Eagles being... blown everyone away. They're having a bit of a bad patch now because obviously they haven't got
a bad patch. Well, yeah, but to be fair, they've lost to two fairly decent teams. But yeah, I get your point.
But this is my point. If you're having an easy run, just like Arsenal so far, and then you hit a bit of turbulence, which is the big boy teams, then we'll see what you're made of and we'll take you seriously or not. Now, the thing is, I feel no one's really taken the Eagles seriously because you've had quite an easier run. I'm not saying all these teams aren't there, because anyone, any given Sunday, anyone could beat anyone. But you should be beating certain teams with the personnel that you have.
I get that. I understand that. Yeah. But I also think these guys are on the third best winning streak in the league. Obviously, almost half as many wins in a row as the Bengals have got like the longest winning streak, seven or something, eight. They went eight in a row or seven. Those guys got longest winning streak. You said it's all about momentum. He's a huge part of this momentum. He's justifying momentum. He's justifying the hype. And I think it's more than that. He's gotten them to the top of the, AFC South? He's gotten them to the top of the AFC South. And, I appreciate that element of momentum.
So you're confident in the, effectively, it's like.
I didn't say that.
Are you not confident in they're not going to be able to do something? I think the Jaguars are going to make. I don't know who they're going to do something. I can't see who they've got. Just right now, top of my head, I don't know who they're going to be facing.
I'll be honest, the Jaguars weren't the top of who I was looking at when I was thinking who could face who. So yeah, you're right. But I still think there is like a. You need a quarterback when you're going into the play. And I know we're not talking about stats here. We're not talking about matchups and all those kind of things. But like. You need someone that when you're going into the playoffs, they basically go, I'm feeling myself right now, you know? I'm feeling this. And that's the way it is. That's just how you end up with a good feeling as a fan base, because you go to the games and go, oh, this could be good.
Too many of these people are stats-based. And the end of the day is that the playoffs aren't about that. It's about who has, again, the word momentum. Who has it then? It's the same thing with the World Cup. Any football, soccer fans who've been watching, like, it's, you know, Argentina, at the start, you would have been like, there's no way in hell that they're going to be getting to the World Cup final, let alone winning it. But the momentum starts moving, and I think that the Jaguars are going to make some ripples. Same way we will. I think that the same way that they will. Depends on who they play against. But they held their own against the Cowboys, and the Cowboys had a full team.
And the Cowboys are also beating other sides. I mean, we just talked about how Philly were on a little streak. The Cowboys beat them after that, obviously with losses, but they beat them. So the Cowboys are sort of coming good a little bit. I still don't feel like I'm trusting. I don't know. I still feel like Dak's got a little bit to do. But let's see.
Well, I will take Dak. You present your case, because I think he's last on our list.
Dak's just hot and cold. Like that. Dak's the guy that everyone wants to see do well. He seems like such a lovely guy. Everyone around every team seems to really appreciate him. He's also the face of the biggest franchise in NFL in the first place. When these guys are getting something together, it seems to be because Dak is back in the side, right? And it you can feel that there is a confidence. Again, not because necessarily they just believe in their quarterback, but just because Dak Prescott has got that aura of an NFL champion. Like, he's got the aura of a Super Bowl winner. And I feel like for that reason, he kind of imbues the whole franchise when he is around it with this feeling of, we're going to go out there and win something, you know? Am I wrong?
I just don't trust the Cowboys. I just don't know. It's not him.
That's my point.
I just think with him, he's played very well. I just think, again, it's like, if we're talking about the word momentum, wheels are falling off a little bit. Like, it's a bit too rocky. But
I must say this.
If I'm being fair to the Eagles, they beat the Eagles without, their star player at the moment.
And then who? The Titans. Too easy.
Yeah.
But they lost. They lost the Jaguars. I think they lost the Jaguars just before Christmas. Just before Christmas. Yeah.
All right, okay. I know I'm bigging up 49ers way too much, and 49ers fans, seem to think that I support their team.
Trip there or something. What do you want?
Never. I mean, if the San Francisco Tourist Board wanted to send me over there to see your fine teams, Golden State Warriors and the 49ers, I'm more than happy to be able to do that.
You won't wear his Mets shirt.
No, this is interchangeable, definitely for sure. For sale. Now I just got a feeling that is the bar for me with the 49ers. Now, can the Cowboys, if they manage to get through, because I just don't see the Eagles being able to do it. I think that the wheels are falling off at the top. So I think if we're looking at the NFC Championship game, let's take my mad bias out of it. Cowboys, 49ers.
Cowboys, 49ers. Who can I see ahead of it? That's my only issue. Let me bring up some standards.
I think that this is what I think is going to happen, and I'll probably like pick this in here at some point to show that I was right. We'll beat the Giants will beat the Vikings.
Yeah.
I can't remember who's the Eagles got. Oh, if they... Depends if
isn't
they
it based
do.
On yeah exactly.
Right, is that so we okay, beat the Eagles?
I can still see a justified decision there from you because there's I mean yeah it, if the Packers were in it or something like that I'd feel different but they ain't so you're right I think you have picked the two best sides so you're not saying there's going to be any upset in the NFC.
I think if I'm just being reasonable I think that. I can't remember who the Eagles may have though. Does it show?
I've not got that up right here.
Okay. No. So the Eagles. Let's say in theory, it depends on if they beat us or not. So if they beat us and they get a bye, I think that if we're going with the 49ers beat us. They're better than us.
Yeah.
They're better than the Vikings. They're better than the Eagles, and they're better than the Cowboys.
Okay.
And I think that, but I think that the Cowboys are obviously always going to be aiming because they're North Stars to get to the Super Bowl and win it. I still feel it's a successful season and in the progress of Dak Prescott's career. If he gets to the NFC Championship, you won't beat the 49ers because they are the best team to me in the NFL. But I trust if the question is, do I trust that Prescott? Yes, up until you get to the 49ers.
My issue is, and then I think they get to the Super Bowl, and I still think the 49ers would lose it.
Well,
I just think the AFC is a more competitive. I just think it's more competitive, and I just feel like there's more sides in there where I go, you know what, on the day, I think maybe the Bengals would take it.
I just think front to back, they are.
I get it, but I get that. But the most stacked team doesn't always win it. Is what I'm saying. Like,
well, last season, the Rams were stacked.
The Rams were stacked, but the Rams were also really well coached last season as well.
Yeah, but
it almost didn't go that way.
I just think that I've never made a prediction of who's going to win the whole thing, but I definitely know that the 49ers will be in the main dance. But when it comes to the other teams, I think that the Eagles haven't played anyone really, and when they do, then they lose. But caveat is obviously they've had their starting quarterback out, but the Cowboys have been a bit too rocky. Two good wins, but...
Sure, but it's the Cowboys,
It's the Cowboys. And then that's what I'm saying. The X Factor is us. If you work it out... I feel like, you know that little meme when there's a woman trying to work out? Like, she's got these equations.
I want the Bills to win it. I think the Bills to win. But I don't think they will. That's my problem. I want them to, but I don't think they will.
I have no idea who's coming at the AFC. I put a lot of stock into Miami for a little while, and unfortunately, the wheels have completely fallen off there. So I don't know. That's obviously sad. Between the Bills and the Chiefs, I don't know if the Bills are going to be able to get over that hump. I think they've got momentum now due to obviously what's happened to them. I definitely feel that they've got a point to prove.
They've definitely got something to play for. I can understand that. And they'd already won like five in a row or something like that before that, haven't they?
Yeah, so I mean, they're a very good team, but
there was a bit of a dip.
That's what I'm saying.
A dip that worries me about them.
I think the only team that hasn't had a, I mean, the Chiefs have had somewhat of a, not really a dip. Like they've had like a bit trickier times when they lost to the Broncos, but that was well early. My point. So it's just like, and you know, I think we're going to be facing another. As it stands, I would love the Bills to go in, you know, to get to the final, because you know I think that'd be a great tribute for their colleague at the moment.
Yeah, and obviously
when he gets
yeah.
better, it'll be great for him to be able to see that and be on the sideline supporting them. But
completely agree.
We'll see. But you know what? We're gonna in next week's hot takes. We'll probably have to do a whole load of new ones.
We have to a whole load of this.
We don't know who's playing where, who's got home field advantage, who's going to get a bye, all those types of things. But what I am going to put out there,
it's cold in the place they're going.
I'm going to put out there that that if we play our full team, our first team, mm-hmm. then the Eagles will lose and won't get the bye week. And then so it'll be the 49ers who have the bye week. And then I think it's going to, yeah, then it's going to be, you'll be looking at
working out next week. Leave the people.
Remember, we haven't even touched on the Bucks and stuff like that, but we're running out of time.
No one needs to touch on the Bucks.
Don't you dare.
Come back and watch the show. We're going to touch on the Bucks. Oh, that'd be great. Can't wait to watch that.
Don't.
No one wants to see us discussing
Tom Brady.
The Bucks. No one wants to see it.
I've done it too many times, and he's always proved me wrong. And honestly,
little insider tip here. Do it this time. You'll be right. the one time, and it's just not happening. They're not bringing it together. It's not the way that it works. Unbelievable that this is the time where you go, you know what? Don't count the Bucks out. They're on a winning streak of two, everyone.
If we've got to see where they get in. I want to see.
They're a 500 team, Dre. A 500 team. This team is 500. Do you know who else is 500 in this league? The Dolphins that you just said dropped away. But, okay, maybe to make the opposite argument, I understand what you're saying, because momentum is
don't
important.
Don't try to
right?
cover your bases Dolphins, now, because this
I'm
is going to be
clear. Covering, but all I'm saying is, you clip it up, because I'm happy. If Tom Brady sees this, Tom, I wish you all the best, but you ain't winning it.
This is motivation. This is motivation for him.
I'm sure he watches that and he goes, "Oh, that long haired gentleman." He said, "I wouldn't win."
He'll be sitting there and he'll watch this and he'll say literally the same thing as Michael Jordan. And I took that personally.
You're like, what are you talking about, Tom?
We are at the end of our hot takes. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Obviously, we'll be looking for more.
Don't forget, next week we'll be discussing exclusively the Bucks. That's something for you to look forward to.
Well, I'm really hoping that as long as the Eagles don't win the whole thing, then that's it. And I don't care if I'm alienating them. I don't like you, Eagles. I never will.
The Eagles aren't going to win the whole thing. Let's just be clear. This isn't a hot take. This is barely even a take. The Eagles ain't winning the whole thing. All right.
All right, any last words? Any predictions for this? Wild predictions at the moment that you can take back next week?
I reckon the Patriots might do something to the Bills.
Patriots going to do something to the Bills?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Well, no, they won't.
You asked me for a hot take.
The Bills are the last team you want to be playing right about now. Definitely.
True.
They
are. Like I said, there's a little streak going on, but
I see this one.
They're getting close to the point where things can get a little bit uncomfortable. No one wants to get injured before the playoffs. And, Bill just loves making people uncomfortable and likes leaving their taste in people's mouths and That's what he does. It's his
well,
thing.
I'm glad I've been knocked out of my fantasy football final, so I can actually enjoy the games without having to do all these equations and calculations when I'm watching Red Zone. But
spoiler alert, Dre, when you started fantasy football this season, you were already knocked out.
Right, I'm going to include you next year, then we'll see.
Please right. do. Please do. I win the NFL one and I win the NBA one consistently. Mr. Consistency in the fantasy league. No one ever left. Do you know why? The problem is I don't get invited because I'm so good.
All right, I'm gonna. You know what? Just again, another thing that I'm gonna be storing away, and I took that personally.
Store it, baby. Store it. And in Arizona, you and I can be discussing it.
That is true.
We're gonna be there this year. I'm manifesting this.
Let's put that out.
Dre
Let's
and I are gonna get to Arizona.
Enough for this cold, horrible
Make sure
weather.
That, put it in the comments at people. I want to go to Arizona. All right.
Campaign.
That's what I'm saying.
The campaign starts here.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's that song? Who's the people who did the song? By the time I get to Arizona, Public Enemy.
That is very good. I forgot the name of the song, but yes, I think you.
By the time I get to Arizona, oh, Chuck, you're a legend.
Right, we are officially at the end. Despite Lawrence's consistent efforts to make this a 2-hour show, we are at the end of our hot takes again. Obviously, from all of us at Verge Alternative Sport and me and Loz, like we all wishing Damar Hamlin like all the best and you know power and strength and love. And let's get you back, you know, out there and into watching the games with us on your speedy recovery. So, Godspeed, my friend. But until then, we'll catch you guys next week. Peace.